Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Well, it's 8:49 and time for the pre-opening commodity market report. Good morning. I'm Jay Pierce sitting in for Dave Dickey. First off, the USDA is reporting weekly export sales of wheat at 416,000 metric tons for the week ending November the 8th. That was at the high end of analyst estimates. The weekly export sales of corn were within analyst expectations at 1.36 million metric tons, and soybean export sales were 1.296 million metric tons, a marketing year high and double the prior four-week average. Cash hog prices are expected to trade mostly steady across the Midwest amid ample runs at nearly all locations. Terminal markets called mostly steady in a light test with top prices expected from $29 to $33. Peoria's called steady with a top of $29. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, negotiated swine purchases were 16,302 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was 38.50 to 47. The weighted average 43.75, a loss of 5 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilt sold from 30.50 to 37.35. The weighted average 34.85. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 16,003. The base price range 38 to 53. The weighted average 47.39, a gain of 39 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilt sold from 30.93 to 39 even, weighted average 35.93. In a moment, we'll take a look at the overnight trade and talk things over with Jackie Vakes from Stuart Peterson Group up in West Bend, Wisconsin. But first, AM580's chief meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for a look at agricultural weather. Ed?
Good morning, Jay. And first off, we'll take a look at some of the weather around the U.S. And I can tell you in the Midwest Corn Belt, you know, the season's pretty much over. Generally dry weather over the next several days. And then next week it turns wet. Field access will come to a standstill in most areas next week, especially Tuesday into Wednesday when rain comes in. It'll turn briefly milder and then much colder air to follow. There are some signs that there could be some snow in parts of the Midwest later next week. And the first chance of the snow will come to some of the northwestern sections around Thanksgiving and the day before Wednesday and Thursday. So for those that are traveling, too, Wednesday into Thursday could potentially be a problem. We'll know more early next week, but it could potentially be a problem from northern Missouri into Iowa, northwest Illinois, southeastern Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. So you need to get to those areas. You might want to try to get there before Wednesday, because Wednesday and Thursday it could become a little dicey out that way. And even by the time we get to Thursday around here, it's going to be cold enough that any precipitation we get could be in the snowy form, although it's anticipated that most of the precipitation that comes this way will come in the form of rain. Now, there are some models indicating that there will be a second storm in the weekend that follows Thanksgiving, and that could produce snow in the eastern Midwest, but that is still way out there, still no certainty at all on that. But what I'm the important thing to note is it is going to turn colder next week. That is certain. And once the temperatures get that cold, you have to look at the weather systems to see if any precipitation is coming, because if it does later next week, there's going to be a good chance that what falls will be in the form of snow instead of rain. So it's going to be turning colder, and potentially there could be some travel problems at that time. But over the next several days, even though it's going to be cool here over the weekend, generally dry weather will prevail and no travel problems at all. Now, in the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, the concern is dryness. Next week, as those systems develop, there will be some precipitation, but the majority of it, at least the beneficial precipitation, will be staying to the east of the main hard red belt. So an area that's very, very dry is the western portions of the belt. That includes eastern Colorado and parts of Nebraska, western Kansas, and the Texas and Oklahoma panhandle areas. So those are areas that could use some precipitation. It looks like they may get a little light precipitation, but nothing heavy. Turning to South America, over the last 24 hours, most areas were dry, although in Brazil there were some showers, mostly light showers, across southern Minas Gerais and Sao Paulo into Goiás and Mato Grosso. And when you look at the Brazilian bean production areas, coverage was about 25%. And most amounts were anywhere from about a few hundredths of an inch to two-thirds of an inch, but there might have been a few locations that got a little bit more in southern Goiás and Mato Grosso. A couple places could have gotten over an inch of rain based on satellite imagery. Now, as we look ahead to the forecast, it appears that there will still be some spotty light showers in that area today, but they are going to be tapering down, and then that's going to be followed by another chance of rain as we go into Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday across southern and eventually central sections of Brazil. There are some signs that there might be some rain starting about a week from now in that critically dry northeastern corner of Brazil. But over the next week, it looks like more dry weather for Bahia and northern Minas Gerais. So that area, where about 5% of the crop is produced in Brazil, is going to stay desperately dry. But other areas are going to have some dry days where field access will be good, and other days where it rains to produce needed moisture. In Argentina, it looks like generally dry weather the next several days. There's a chance that some showers may develop early next week in western Argentina, which is pretty dry. And then there's a chance a weather system could bring some showers to dry areas of Cordoba and La Pampa and neighboring areas once we get into later next week. And we'll be telling you more about that next week as well. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Overnight trade in Kansas City, December wheat opened at 786.5, down a half on the open, and down 1.75 on the last trade. March at 797, down 3 and down 2.5. Red spring wheat for December 834, unchanged on the open, down 4 in the last trade. For March 825, unchanged on the open and last trade. December wheat in Chicago at 768 on the open, up 2.5 and down 2 in the last trade. March at 785.5, down 1 and down 3.25. May at 770.5, up 1.5 on the open, down 2.5 on the last trade. July, 677, down 1 and down 0.25. And September, 08, 684, down 1 and down 1. December corn, 375, unchanged on the open, up 1.25 on the last trade. March, unchanged at 392 on the open, up 1.25 on the last trade. May at 401.5, down a half on the open, last traded up 1.25. July, 409.5, down a half and up 1. September, 08, 416, and that was up 1.5 and unchanged on the last trade. December, 08, corn at 420.5, down a half and up 1. And the March, 09 contract, 426.5, open down a half and unchanged on the last trade. Soybeans for January, 1079, unchanged and up 3/4. March at 1094, down a half and up 1/4. May at 1098, down a half and up 1.5. July at 11 even, unchanged on the open, down 0.25 on the last trade. The September contract at 1046.5, up 6.5, and up 6.5 on the last trade too. November at 1009.5, down 1.5 and unchanged on the last trade. December meal, 293.50, unchanged on the open and up 30 on the last trade. January at 295, down 40 and up 110, and the oil contracts for December, 44.71, up 5 on the open, 2 on the last trade. January at 45.15, up 8 and up 2. And now Jackie Vakes joins us from Stewart Peterson Group, West Bend, Wisconsin. Hi, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Jay. How are you?
No, I'm doing great. About yourself?
Very good.
Good. What about those overnight numbers? Anything interesting you in those?
Well, when I look at the overnight numbers, I guess I kind of, you know, they're interesting except for the fact that we had delayed export sales that just came out this morning. And we saw 53.7 million bushels on corn, 47.6 on beans, and 15.3 on wheat. The corn and the wheat numbers were, or excuse me, the bean and the wheat numbers were way over the top, and the corn number was right at the top end of expectations too. So they kind of take over the direction for this morning, basically.
Right. And what are you expecting as we open today?
Well, I think, you know, corn is still going to be kind of tentative. It's up 1 to 2 perhaps, you know, consolidating in that 390 area with some resistance at 397. Beans, I'm thinking up 3 to 4, maybe even higher than that. China came in and just bought tendered for some exports yet for 0708. And we also saw food riots in China this week. You know, they were fighting over bean oil where people were actually trampled to death. So I expect to see China pretty active in that market. January target is 11.12 at this point in time. And from a wheat standpoint, you know, wheat's got kind of a bull bottom in there. I wouldn't be surprised if we see wheat head back to the $8 level. There's some pretty strong resistance. And on the open this morning, I expect wheat to just basically be steady.
All right. Anything in livestock you're looking at?
Well, livestock, you know, cattle are going to be probably steady to higher. You know, we're looking for cash trade. We did see some trade in the plains yesterday at 92.5. But the big thing today will be the cattle on feed report. You know, the expectations are 97.8 for on feed, 111.2 for placements, and 107.4. And when it comes to hogs, I think, you know, we closed over the 20-day moving average yesterday. That was positive. Futures, basically, I think have fallen far enough. You know, producer losses are running about $25 a head, so I'd say steady for hogs.
All right, Jackie, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jay.
Jackie Bakes from Stewart Peterson Group, West Bend, Wisconsin. This is WILL Urbana.